This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
This is Gene Hilton bringing you the Apostolic Dimension from Spirit of Prophecy Ministries. We welcome you to our program, Raising the Standard. Revelation 19:10 says, "Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy." So with this spirit, let's take a close look at the last days and the coming millennium from a Jewish messianic perspective. There's a great difference between the messianic Jewish understanding and the common Christian interpretation found in most end-time books. Christians over the centuries have separated themselves from their Jewish roots, causing many misunderstandings of key Jewish biblical idioms, therefore missing the true interpretation of many scriptures. We can better understand both the Old Testament and the New Testament by rebuilding the bridge to Judaism and learning to embrace its tradition and worship of God. This does not mean that everyone should wholly convert or become Jewish in lifestyle and religion. Rather, I believe a Christian can embrace and respect Judaism by learning to think in Jewish terminology and honoring God's appointed times, the Jewish festivals, which truly explain the elements of the Christian faith. So join me today as we open the Bible and study God's prophetic foreshadows to teach us about Jesus the Messiah. Let's walk in His footsteps and receive His revelation.
Well, good afternoon. This is Pastor Gene and Don Hilton, greeting you to our program again on another Saturday afternoon. And I want to thank all of you that's been listening and enjoying the program over the years. We get calls from time to time, and so we really appreciate the input. And people, I know people are praying for us, and so we just thank you for listening every week. And we'd ask the last couple of weeks about our finances, and we've had some people that would step up to the plate. And one lady paid for a whole week, and we got a couple of people in our church that are paying every month. And so
thank you,
if
Lord,
you would be led to do that, we would ask you to just see what the Lord would tell you to give, and you do it. Whatever you do, He'll bless you because you're willing to do that. So we welcome all you listeners wherever you are, up and down this treasure coast, and we're honored to be here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So before we open up, I want to give you our phone number here. It's area code 772-285-7007. And if you need it, you want to call and ask questions or anything, well, that's available for you to do as well. And I want to say hello to Roscoe and Audrey Walks over on Andros Island. We've been talking to them quite a bit here lately with some of our medical problems, and so they're praying for us, so we want you to, maybe you can think about them. Keep them in your prayer. The Temple of God on Andros Island, they would appreciate all those prayers. Hallelujah. So it's wonderful to know that with the body of Christ working together for a purpose. Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise
so,
the Lord.
It's great.
We do want to thank this lovely angel that's offered to give for a whole week.
Paid for 1 week of the program.
Yes, we just thank you so much, and we just bless you in Jesus' name, and that the blessings of God would just run you down, and we thank that. And anyone else who would like to give an offering, you're quite welcome to give an offering to Raising the Standard for this radio broadcast. It's $160,
$165
a week.
Yeah.
And or if you would like to give, you know, even a smaller amount, half
whatever,
of that, or
it all adds up, doesn't it?
$20, whatever. It all adds up. And we do thank you so much for that. And Pastor Gene gave the phone number. I'll give it again, 772-285-7007. And you can send a check to Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 4133, Stuart, Florida, 34995. Or I guess they can bring it by the radio station, and you could give it to Pastor Jonathan here at the radio station. That would be fine as well. Amen?
Amen.
So we just thank the Lord.
Amen.
For
I'm going to join you for one moment,
okay,
Donna.
Okay, Jonathan.
Right ahead.
And
thank
I want to just say what a blessing it is to have you all on the air here at WCNO. And make note of the fact that if you give and you send it into the station, as this angel did, make sure you mark it for Raising the Standard.
Yes.
And anything you give is going to be a great blessing. It's needed because it costs money to operate the station here.
It sure does.
Gene and Don and Marge, I love all of you. God bless you.
Thank you.
We're going to have
thank
a great
you
program today.
Amen.
Right.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you so much, Pastor Jonathan. We just appreciate you so much. And He prays with us before we start each day. I mean, right. Even today it was the struggle of getting over here, but we know we're here because God has called us to be here.
Absolutely.
And so we're just trusting the Lord for everything that's going to be spoken today, that you will be blessed and that the truth will come forth and that you will receive God's word in spirit and in truth. And I thank the Lord that Margie's here, and I thank the Lord that my husband is here, and keep us in prayer. We're having another physical needs, but you know, God has all the answers, and
sure
we're trusting
does.
Him.
So he's our healer.
He is the healer, amen. Mm-hmm. He is our healer, so we thank the Lord. I know many of you have need a touch, a healing, or something that you might need. So we just thank the Lord that God's your healer as well. I see Asel is online. Hi, Asel. We love you, sister. Praise the Lord. Asel's one of our children down in Fort Lauderdale. Hallelujah. Bless you, Asel. We're also on Facebook, so you can listen to it now, or you can listen to it tomorrow, or we'll also be on. You are on right now, and we also have services this afternoon at Shabbat service at 2 p.m. to 4, and I love you too, Asel. So we have service this afternoon at 2 o'clock at the Alliance Church on Osceola Street. That's 445 Osceola Street. So come and join us, and we have Shabbat with us, amen, on the Sabbath. It's the Sabbath today,
that's
Pastor
right.
Gene. Why
that's
don't
right.
you blow that shofar?
Shabbat Shalom.
We have a shofar in here today. We have the one that's called a Yemenite
one, yes.
Shofar.
Yeah.
So
try it as long as it don't make me start coughing. I'll try it.
You're going to try it? Okay.
It'll be loud
Pastor
enough.
Gene.
They'll be able to hear it. Ready?
Whoa. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wasn't that make you kind of shake?
Yeah.
You can feel the anointing? Mm-hmm. Well, you know, I'm going to mention one thing that I mentioned at church many times, that, you know, you may not be walking around with a shofar or carrying a shofar, and some people are blowing them on street corners. They will draw attention to people, but the shofar has a very important message to give, and that even if you don't carry a shofar or a trumpet, you are a shofar.
That's right. Your mouth's a trumpet.
We have two eyes, two ears, but we only have one voice box. And we are a shofar for the Lord, and we are a voice for the Lord. And that's what this radio program is all about, being a voice for the Lord, and that you would be a voice for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Hey, glory to God. Okay, Pastor Gene.
So we're honored to be here with you, and we hope you can stay tuned in for the whole hour. Donna mentioned if you'd like to get a copy of our CD from today, all we ask for is typically what? A love offering, whatever the Lord would show you. And you can mail it to that address that she gave you. I mentioned again, Spirit of Prophecy Ministries, Post Office Box 413, Stuart, Florida, and the zip is 34995. We'll be glad to get it out to you. My book is still available for $25 plus maybe $4 for shipping. We haven't talked about that much lately, but we're coming up now here next month. We're going to come into the season of Purim, and boy, there's a lot in that prophetically for us to understand. So as the seasons go and we look at all the things that God put in place, it shows us not the end from the end, but it shows us the end from the beginning. We got to go back to the beginning and see what God established. As we do that, we're going to be informed the way he wants us to know, and we will not be fooled in any way, shape, or form. We'll know the truth.
Amen. Glory to God. Stay on, because we have a wonderful teaching, and you can open your Bibles to Ephesians chapter 1. Is it okay if I read the first
well, chapter? I want to mention something before we start reading.
Okay.
Remember, the Apostle Paul was sent to the Gentiles, and this is, I think, for you that's a believer, that are not Jewish, these first couple, three chapters in Ephesians should really just embolden your heart to know that we've been grafted in with what God did with Israel, and that you're special in the commonwealth of God. And that's what this whole thing shares about at the beginning, so that we might know that Paul made it quite clear. That was the mystery that he talked about, was that the Gentiles and the Jews would become one in the body of Christ. And so we want to keep that in mind about the Apostle Paul. We know Peter went to the Jews, but God chose Apostle Paul to go to the Gentiles because he was a religious leader at one time, and he knows the Torah, and so he brought a lot of things out that we need to know. And if you read Galatians chapter 1, it talks about Paul, what he learned. He says, no man taught me this. No one taught me this. It came by the power of the Holy Ghost when he was out in the wilderness there for that 3 years. And so he's learned from what God said. We need to do the same thing. We can learn so much from God. We can read a scripture, spend time. I was telling my wife this morning, I read these first two chapters, and you know, you can meditate on this for 5 or 6 months, what's being said and how important it is for us as believers to know that it's more than just going to church, you know, and doing this or doing that, but to have a walk, because we walk by faith, not by sight. And so that's what we have to remember. And Paul had to do Apostle Paul had to do the same thing as well. He walked by faith and not by sight. And look what all those men did when they went out. They brought them in one by one, you know, one by one, and they went out and did the same thing. They duplicated themselves. So, you know, we should be duplicators as well. Don and I are pastors of a church, and all pastors should be duplicating the purposes of God for their life and help them to fulfill that purpose, because we've all got a call, anointing, and an appointment with God. He has an expected end with us, it says in the King James, which means you've got a future. He's got a plan for you. And so Paul wanted to make sure he fulfilled his, which he did. And one day his time came and the Lord took him home. But look what he did. He wrote 2/3 of the New Testament for you and I to read these words that was written hundreds of years ago, and that every single word is still apropos for today. So let's go to Ephesians chapter 1. Pastor Don, you want to read there?
Sure. You know, we're all ambassadors.
Yes, we are.
We're not all apostles, but we're all ambassadors mm-hmm. for the Lord. And this I like this because it covers the God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm going to read the first three verses, okay?
Okay.
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the will of God.
You notice who it's by? By the will of God, not man.
The will of God, to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Yes.
Are we faithful in Christ Jesus?
Mm-hmm.
Grace be to you, and peace from God our Father. I like that too.
Yes.
Who is God is our Father, from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And you know, God was Jesus' Father, and God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. It clarifies it right there.
That's right.
Who hath blessed us with all...
Listen to this, huh?
With all spiritual blessings
in heavenly places. We're seated with Him.
In Christ. Praise God.
You know, I was looking at this. Some people don't really understand this. We see... when Paul talks about Christ Jesus, what does Christ's name mean? It means what? The anointed one. And then Yeshua's name means what? Salvation. So Yeshua came to bring salvation, and he's the anointing one that God the Father sent to this earth to die for us, shed his blood for removal of our sins, and we can walk in freedom. Now, there's some other things in here I wanted to mention, too. Verse 4, Donna stopped at 3. It says, according as he hath chosen us in him, before the foundation of the world. Listen to that. God knew us before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him. I like this, in love. The body of Christ needs to learn how to really love people the right way. Now I like verse 7 here. To whom we have redemption through what? His blood, the forgiveness of sins according to his grace. Isn't that wonderful? I got some things marked in my Bible over the years. I just want to kind of highlight some of this. Verse 9, having made known unto us the mystery of his will. Paul knew what the mystery was because God told him it was the Gentile and the Jew in the body of Christ. Of his will, according to his what? Good pleasure, which he has purposed in himself. That's a plan. Now look at verse 10, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times. When's that? That's when the Lord's going to come back and everything's going to be established. In the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together, listen to this, in one, all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in him. Hallelujah. Now, verse 11, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, listen to this now, being predestined according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. So, you know, we hear, used to be a teaching in the church and probably still around about predestination. What God's predestinated you and I, and you that are on the radio with us, that are believers, he's predestined that you're going to be conformed to Yeshua HaMashiach, the Messiah. He wants to change you, that you'll be more like him day by day. So that's what the purpose of this is, what he's talking about, being predestinated. Now, verse 11, in whom ye also trusted, after you heard the word of truth, hear that? the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed. Listen to this. You were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. Verse 14, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. Now, if you're born again, you've been redeemed. But we have not been totally redeemed, because we won't be totally redeemed until this body that we're walking around in is going to be changed. That's what he's saying right here. Amen? Which is the earnest of our inheritance. What's the earnest inheritance we have? It's the power of the Holy Ghost in us. Until the redemption of the purchased possession. He purchased every one of us. Pastor Donna, Sister Margie, me, everybody that come to the Lord, he purchased them all. Purchased everything unto the praise of his glory.
Amen.
Now, verse 17 is interesting, because it talks a lot here about Yeshua the Messiah. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the Spirit. Now, listen to this. The Spirit of wisdom, revelation, and in the knowledge of him. Isn't that interesting?
Yes.
Unto you the Spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. So this is important. He wants us to understand the Word of God, doesn't he? He wants to enlighten us so we can understand what it says. Well, there's a lot of things the church leaves out today, you know. We can't do this, we can't do that. So what do you, Pastor Tony, you got something?
You know, I see something very special here.
Okay.
That you read about the purchased possession.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people have possessions, don't they?
You're right.
And they treasure their possessions. So we are to the praise of his glory, because we are a precious purchased possession.
That's right.
To the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So he loves us so much. He loves us so much.
We can't comprehend it.
He gave us this. He gave us the seal of the promise through the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. So I saw that, jumped out at me, a possession. We are his special possession.
That's right. We belong to him.
We're a treasure unto him.
Mm-hmm.
He loves us so much. We're the same as what it said in verse 1 and 2, how that we'd have these spiritual blessings from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. It's so special.
That's right.
Thank you, Father.
Now, we finished in verse 18. Look at verse 19 now. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward? Hear that? To who believe according to the working of his mighty power. It's all about God. It's not about Pastor Donna. It's not about me. It's not about Sister Margie. It's not about anybody. It's all about Yeshua.
Amen.
Verse 20, which he wrought in Christ when he raised him from the dead and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. And we just read there in chapter 1, we're in heavenly places with him too. Now look at verse 21. For above all principality, all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. That covers about everything, doesn't it?
Yes.
That's the kingdom. Now let's go into chapter 2 now. Well, let's read 22 first. Chapter 1, 22. I hath put all things under his, this is Yeshua's feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. He fills us all, doesn't he, with all things he wants us to have. Now, chapter 2, and you hath he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. Do any of you remember when you were dead in sin and trespasses before you came to the Lord? See, I got saved at 42. A lot of people get saved earlier, but we all, if we made one lie to anybody, told something that was wrong, well, then we need a Savior, don't we?
Yeah.
Now, verse 2, wherein in time past you walked according to the course of this world, didn't we? We did all the things that the world was doing, and we thought it was okay. In fact, I used to think, well, I'm not so bad, you know. I'm not a murderer. I don't rob banks. I don't rape women. I don't steal and all that stuff. But see, that's not good enough. We got to know that he's in charge of every single thing, because we walked according to the course of the world. And we can see what's going on in our government today. All the battle that's going on, and that's the course of the world. They're not looking to, some of those people say they know the Lord, but you never know it by the way they talk and by the way they speak about things and put their signature on bills that should never be passed. And then it says, according to the prince of the power of the air. Now, who is that? That's Hasatan himself, huh? The spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Now, verse 4, but God, who is rich in mercy for his great love, wherewith he loved us. Aren't you glad I love that verse?
Amen.
He loves us so much. Now, we're going to get to the good part here now. Verse 8, Paul said this, for by grace are you saved through faith. It's unmerited favor that God gives us. For by grace are you saved through what? This means your personal faith. And that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. It's not about man. We just read about Paul, said he was called by the will of God, wasn't he? Verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. So we're a working team, aren't we? For we are his what? Workmanship. Workmanship. We got to work together in the body of Christ. Verse 11 is a key one. Wherefore, remember that ye being in time past, Gentiles in the flesh, who are called the uncircumcision, by that which is called the circumcision, which are the Jewish, in the flesh made by hands. And so Paul's addressing all of this about the Gentiles and letting people know that they're going to have just as much right to be in the kingdom of God as a Jewish person does. Verse 12, that at that time you were without Christ, being aliens from the commonwealth of Israel and strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. Isn't that incredible?
Yes.
If they don't have Christ, you don't have no hope. He is our hope. I like that verse. Strangers from the covenants of promise, having no hope and without God in the world. But now, verse 13, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off, now these are the Gentiles, are made nigh or near by what? The blood of Christ. For he is our peace, who hath made both. Two, both means two, doesn't it? One, and hath broken down the middle wall or partition between us. These are, he's talking about all the legalistic aspects of the Torah and all the Jewish people attempted to do and to keep. And God doesn't want us to do that. And so he broke down that wall. And when he rose from the grave, and we know the veil was ripped from top to bottom, and it gave us free access to go in now. And it's a beautiful thing when you think about it, that we have the freedom to do that. And so he broke down all that difference. You know, in Jesus' day, there was a court of the women. That's where the women went. They had another place for some of the Gentiles. And if you went in there, you weren't allowed to go in there. But see, this has all been broken. Verse 15, having abolished, that means he destroyed in his flesh the enmity, the difference, even the Torah of commandments contained in ordinances telling us that we can't do this, we can't do that. And for the Jews, for hundreds of years, they thought they were the only ones that were going to be in the kingdom of God. But Paul's making it quite clear. And the Torah, the law, the Torah, even reveals that he had a plan for the Gentiles if they read their Bible real close. So the law of commandments contained in ordinances, things to do that may not be according to the word of God. A lot of churches do things that are legalistic, something that they've made up over the years that's not necessarily in the word of God. For to make in himself, who's this? In Yeshua, of twain. The word twain means what? Two. One new man, so making peace. And that he might reconcile both, two people, two groups, unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. There was a battle going on. And came and preached peace to you, which were afar off. These were the Gentiles, and to them that were nigh, these were the Jews. For through him, Yeshua, we both have access by one Spirit, unto the Father. Hear that? Through him, we both, Jew and Gentile, have access by one Spirit unto the Father. Now, therefore, you are no more strangers and foreigners like the Jews thought they were, but fellow citizens with the saints and of the household of God when they come to the Messiah, and are built upon the foundation of apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. Now, we see today most churches don't believe there's apostles and prophets today. My Bible writer says that's the foundation, amen? Mm-hmm. And God was the one that put them in place. You can read that over in 1 Corinthians. And it says with Jesus Christ himself being what? the chief cornerstone. It's all about him, nobody else. To whom all the building, fitly framed together, groweth unto a holy temple in the Lord, in whom ye also are building together for an habitation of God through the Spirit. Now I'm going to read a couple of things here in chapter 3, and then I'm going to let Pastor Donna and Margie have some. I know they got something to say. Verse 1 in chapter 3. For this cause, I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if you have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God, which is given me to youward, how that by revelation he made known unto me what? The mystery, as I wrote afore in a few words. The mystery was what? The Gentiles in the body of Christ. Excuse me. Whereby, when you read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Two more verses. Which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That the Gentiles should be fellow heirs, and of the same body, and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
There's a lot in this, right?
There's yes. a lot in this. Amen.
But Paul was trying to emphasize the importance that God is not forsaken and thought that the Gentiles could not be in the kingdom of God.
Amen. And it's all by the blood of Christ.
By the blood of Christ.
13. But now in Christ Jesus, ye.
What chapter are you in?
You all. Verse 13 of chapter 2.
Okay.
Ye who sometimes were far off. And we were far off, weren't we?
Sure were for a lot of years.
I mean, you could be far off spiritually. You could be far off in a distance, like we don't live in Jerusalem. But they are far off. The Jews that live in Jerusalem are far off if they don't know Yeshua. So you could be far off in many different ways.
Sure could.
But he's talking about if you don't know the Lord, you're far off. But now in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were far off are made nigh or near or close by what? The blood of Christ. What? He is our peace.
Yes, boy, he that, is.
We all need peace, don't we?
I need sure peace. Do all the time.
Who hath made both. What, the Jew and the Gentile, and hath broken down the middle wall. The middle wall, there's no middle wall. You know, even if you go to Israel now, there's a wall there that divides the men and the women at the wall, the Wailing Wall, or the where they pray and put prayers in the wall there in Jerusalem. There's, you know, Pastor Gene and I went there, and we could not go down to the wall together. We had to be, there was a fence between the men and the women. But it says here it's been broken down. There's neither male nor female,
men.
Jew nor Greek, but we are all what?
One.
One in Yeshua, all one in the Messiah. For he is our peace who hath made both one, there you go, both one,
yes,
and hath broken down the middle wall of partition between us.
Men.
He's abolished in his flesh the enmity, in his flesh suffered. He did it all for us. His blood was poured out for us that we might be drawn near unto Christ, amen, that we might be made one in Messiah, that we might know Jesus, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross. See, we're one. When we know Jesus, we are one in Yeshua.
Amen.
We're one in Yeshua. That we would be one in one body by the cross, by the suffering that Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior, did for us, having slain the enmity thereby, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off and to them that were nigh. So he preached to those that were close, Jew and Gentile, he preached to both. Some received, some Jewish people received, some Gentiles received at that time when he was alive, after he came back from the, after he died and arose from the grave. So many, many people heard him, and many, many people saw him go back up to the Father, because the angel said, why are you looking here? He's gonna come back as he left, and he's gonna come back. His promise is yay and amen. He's gonna come back as he said he would.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. We just bless you all that are that are watching us on Facebook or listening to us on WCNO Radio. I was listening, thinking about the word WCNO. And you read in here about world a couple times. I thought, I asked Pastor Jonathan, I said, what do those letters stand for? And because when Pastor Jonathan was praying for us, I just heard when he prayed for the station, actually, he was praying for the station that this station would go to I was here in higher level.
Amen.
Like raising the standard, going up another notch.
Hallelujah.
You know, we've been on the radio station for how long, Pastor Gene?
21 and a half years.
21 and a half years. Well, God, and it's been called Raising the Standard all along. We've never changed the name, never would.
Nope.
God wants us all to raise the standard. He wants this radio station, WCNO, and I heard the world. You know, this station now goes around the world. So when you're giving to this program, to raise the standard, or you're giving to WCNO when they're going to be having their praise-a-thon,
mm-hmm.
you are helping this station stay on the air. And that the airways, you know, we don't want to give the airways to Satan, do we? But we don't want the airways that are in some radio stations that are they're not teaching the truth. So we want to be clean and holy. It says that we read this part about being holy, didn't we?
Yes.
That we would be holy. I believe that was in Ephesians, the first chapter.
That's right.
That we would be holy. Verse 4, according as he hath chosen us in him, who's him? Christ.
Mm-hmm.
Before the foundation of the world. God knew this before the foundation of the world.
Sure did.
God knew that WCNO would be going around the world one day, and we're in the last days, and it's going around the world. Don't you think the enemy wants to destroy this radio station? Pastor Gene also talked about the enemy, how he's come to steal. We know he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. It tells us that in John 10:10.
Yeah.
But we know that Jesus came to give us life and to give it to us more abundantly. Amen. But here it is. It says, foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We will answer for anything that we say on this radio program. So will Pastor Jonathan, who is now the manager of this radio station. And so will everyone else who comes on here and does a radio program or is on WCNO, because WCNO is going to the world.
Better be the truth.
So it better be the truth, because Jesus is coming back soon, and very soon. And we will see him again in the sky as they saw him leave. He will come back very soon. It may be in our lifetime.
That's right.
It could be soon and very soon that we will see the Lord. But he's coming back for those who are what?
Looking
for him.
Him
it tells us
back.
That in the book of Revelation. He's not coming back for marginal people. He's not coming back for people who aren't seeking holiness. I'm not saying we don't make mistakes. We do make mistakes. But we're to be what? Seeking holiness and to be without
blame. Purity.
And seeking and love, right? Without blame and before him in love. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, right?
That's right.
That we would love him and love his father and love God. You know, God and the Father, they're one, amen? And we talked about the Lord Jesus Christ, And he's blessed us with all these spiritual blessings that we need to speak the truth. We need to be that shofar. And we're going to blow that shofar again before we close this radio broadcast, because a shofar is a sound of war. It's a sound of celebration. It can be a sound of so many things. And our dear brother, Bill, blows the shofar at our Shabbat. And you want to hear him blow the shofar, you should come to our Shabbat, because he'll tell you what each sound is for. There's different sounds for shofars. We have in our congregation, our small congregation, I think about over half the people have a shofar, and so when they bring them, we at least have probably 8 or 10 shofars blowing
right,
at one
right
time
at it, yeah.
during the service, you know, mm-hmm. and that's not sacrilegious, and of course we're not a messianic congregation, but we honor the Sabbath, because God told us to honor the Sabbath.
Forever.
It was told before, in the very beginning, even in the book of Genesis, in the very beginning. Sunday's not the Sabbath. God doesn't change numbers. God
nope.
doesn't play games with numbers. You know, a lot of you out there might be playing games with numbers, trying to win some money. You know, I see people in Publix all the time
sure.
buying those tickets.
Those cards and stuff.
you're playing games with numbers. God doesn't play games with numbers. God doesn't change his numbers. God doesn't rearrange his numbers. God's numbers are sealed and accurate, and they're not never going to be changed. The Sabbath is the Sabbath. Sunday's not the Sabbath. Sunday's the first day of the week.
That's right.
Amen? So we need to remember those things. But who changed all those things? Lies, lies, lies.
Men have.
Men have. They came way back in the very, 200, 300, couple hundred years after Jesus died.
Right.
I don't know exactly the date, but a lot of you people out there know. But so we need to, because I was thinking about WCNO and Pastor Jonathan was praying about the holiness. We need to be, the station needs to be holy. You need to pray for WCNO. And when I heard the word world, when I said, well, I wonder what WCNO stands for. I really don't know what it stands for. And I asked him, and he didn't really know either, because I heard W, world. So I said, well, what does the C stand for, Lord? And I heard countries, and I says, well, what does the WC, what's the N stand for? Community nations, you know? And what does the O stand for, Lord? Now, what about the O? Well, then I just, the Lord said, from ocean to ocean.
Yeah.
You know, from ocean to ocean, to cover everything. God wants to cover everything, the old, total world with his truth. And he said he would. And that's what the shofar does. But, you know, that's what we are, because we're all shofars as well. We're all speakers for the Lord, and we want to speak the truth. So you need to pray for WCNO. You need to send them an offering for this next praise-a-thon.
It's in
you
April.
Need to know. Yeah, it's coming up.
It's in April, I think.
It's coming up soon. So maybe you put some money aside for that. And those of you who listen, and I thank the lovely angel. I would say her name. I don't know if she wants me to, but I just thank the lovely angel that gave us $181.50 and for a radio program. And that's even more than what a radio program costs.
Yes.
So I just thank the Lord for that.
She stepped up to the plate, didn't she? Yes.
And so if you want to give to help this radio broadcast stay on, and you need to pray for Pastor Gene and myself, because the enemy is attacking us as well. And he's attacking this. He'll attack you. He'll attack this radio broadcast. So we need to pray for people that will be on this radio broadcast that will speak the truth. And
right.
And will speak the truth about the Lord and about the Holy Ghost, and not be afraid to talk about the Holy Ghost, not be afraid to pray in the Holy Ghost, not be afraid to teach about the Holy Ghost, because we all need the Holy Ghost. Because why do we need the Holy Ghost? Because the Holy Ghost gives us power. Amen. So I don't know. I kind of went off on a tangent
here. Yeah, but you think about this. When we disobey God's word, like the anointings that he has,
yes,
the baptism with tongues and all that,
uh-huh,
well, then we blaspheme God.
That's
we
right.
We don't do it.
When we don't want to talk about the Holy Spirit, when we don't want to talk about the truth, that means the whole truth. When
sure.
We don't want to talk about the Torah. See, the Torah is the law, and the first
school
five books,
for
the first
us,
five yeah. books of your Bible. Some people never even read those five books. Maybe yeah. they read Genesis, but they don't read Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, those first five books. Those are the order and the statutes and the commandments that God set up. And just because we are born again doesn't mean that that's eliminated. No, it all comes in. Jesus said he didn't come to change the law. He came to what?
Fulfill
it.
Fulfill the Torah.
So.
But you know, you think about it, even I'm looking at this Bible in front of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we teach out the King James Version.
That's right.
We see all these other Bibles. They remove words. They add words. Like the NIV has 64,068 less words than my King James. And so men have taken things away that God wants us to know. And they try to tell you that healing's not for today. You cannot speak in tongues. That's of the devil. See, these are all lies that are being propagated on radio and churches everywhere. Instead of just taking this word, whatever he said, I just read it and settle it and put it in my heart. And so we have to remember that. I was thinking while you were talking a while ago about some of the legalistic things people do. You know, even the Jewish synagogues today, the men sit on one side and the women sit on the other side. Remember you mentioned about going down to the wall in Jerusalem. Well, where did that come from? That's not in the Bible. That's something legalistic that man's put in there with some dumb excuse. And those are the things that Jesus came against. So we have a lot of things that we see today that's being perpetrated, teaching people, and they believe the lie. And I've said this 100 times or more in my walk. If you tell a lie long enough with a lot of people, it becomes truth. And it'll never be truth if it's a lie.
And we need to look at Jesus' example. You know, he had women sitting at his feet.
He sure did.
He didn't have them sitting in the back room listening through a curtain or a wall.
That's right.
No, he had them right out there with the disciples and anybody else who wanted to hear what he had to say. He had more women around him, women at the cross, when the disciples, most of them, took off running, right? Well, praise the Lord. I know Margie has something to
go
share.
Go right ahead.
So I got the camera on you, Margie, and I'm still chatting away.
Is she pretty?
Yeah, she looks very nice. Hallelujah.
Praise
and we
Lord.
Are on the Facebook, if you want to go to our Facebook, and you can listen to this again if you'd like to. And so it's Jean-Donna Hilton is our Facebook name. Okay, Miss Margie, what have you got to share with us?
Praise the Lord. And I just want to say I'm very grateful to the Father.
Thank you,
and
Lord.
And humbled to speak his word. And we must speak the truth.
In love, don't we?
In love. Thank you, Pastor Gene. And I'd like to read verse 13.
In what, chapter 1?
Chapter 2, chapter please, two.
Okay.
Of Ephesians.
Okay.
But now, Pastor Gene, you had just read this.
Yeah.
But now, in Christ Jesus, ye who sometimes were afar off are made nigh by the blood of Christ.
Thank you, Lord.
And I was afar off, and
no.
as all were afar off. And so he draws us, and I'm very grateful through the word that, that I can be speaking his truth. Pastor Donna did read Ephesians 1, 1, 2, and 3, and the Lord did show me in something about his adoption.
Oh, wow.
Thank you, Father. So I'm not going to reread that because it's already been read. So grace and peace are given to us. As has been spoken in verse 2, it comes from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. And all spiritual gifts and blessings, they come from above.
Heavenly
they
places.
Come from him.
Hallelujah.
In love, mm-hmm. he predestined a plan, which is spoken in verse 4. According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love.
It's good, boy.
God looked upon us through his Son, which was crucified for our sins. This was decided before the foundation of the world.
That's what the Bible says.
Amen.
He knew us before the foundations too, didn't he?
Amen. He, God, loved us so much. And with this awesome love, a love that nobody else can give but him, and then his children should want to have that and share it with others, to bring other people to him.
Yes.
Thank you, Father. Jesus, his only begotten Son, went willingly and in obedience to pardon and free us from our sins.
Yes.
In John 3:16, as Pastor Donna has shared, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Thank you, Father, so that we should be holy.
Yes.
And without blame before
yes, Lord.
Him in love. In Matthew 7:21. I'd like to read that. Matthew 7:21. Not everyone that saith unto me,
yeah.
Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Thank you, Father. Jesus paid a price for us to be his children.
Yes.
By the adoption plan.
Thank you, Lord.
For us to have eternal life in his kingdom. Thank you, Jesus, for your mercy and grace of the cross, his glorious grace unto our adoption. When he adopts us, he isn't looking for the cutest, mm-hmm. the smartest, the richest.
That's right.
Awesome.
He is looking for the broken in spirit, the lost, the hurt, a repentive heart, acknowledging their sins. He wants all to be saved.
That's right.
The color of our skin? No. Religion? No. It's our heart that he desires.
That's right.
And the drawing of the Holy Ghost, he's the one that draws us to him. He gets the glory, and we receive the joy of knowing him and serving him. We are adopted for his glory. He adopted us through Jesus Christ. So in Romans 11.
That's a good chapter. Hallelujah.
Romans 11. Mm-hmm. If we could go there quickly. If you want to write these down, and you can study too. Romans 11 and 36. Thank you, Father. For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be the glory forever. Amen. It's all about him.
That's right.
It's about him being glorified in everything. Thank you, Father. As he leads us as a father, leading his children, preparing mm-hmm. us for his coming through his word and the Holy Ghost. Christian fathers have a great responsibility too.
Sure do.
To bring up godly children. So in verse 5 of Ephesians 1, having predestined us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Don't we as parents have great pleasure in loving and caring for our children and want the very best for them?
Yes.
We want our children to have godly instructions to keep them safe, just as God he takes great pleasure in us and teaching us his instructions. Sometimes our children turn from parental care and get into different situations that may harm them. And we as parents must bring them to an understanding why there is a right and a wrong. It's not to hurt them. It's to protect them. In Proverbs 22, thank you, Father, I have a scripture that backs that up.
It's good, Lord.
22:6. Mm-hmm. Train up a child in the way he should go.
Yes.
And when he is old, he will not depart from it. Mm-hmm. In Hebrews also, there's a scripture. Hebrews 12, if you'd like to go there. Thank you, Lord. Hebrews 12 and 11. Now, no chastening for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Thank you, Father. God does the same thing to the believer, as you see here in verse 11. Mm-hmm. God does the same thing. He must show us what is right and wrong.
That's it.
And so when we become his children by being born again, We are washed clean from our sins.
Thank you, Lord.
As we acknowledge them, it's His forgiveness. There may be times when we make mistakes, and our Heavenly Father corrects us and brings us to the right place, the right standing. There is a plan. There is a plan, God's plan, from the very beginning of creation. Who would be born into this world? It's God's plan. He planned who was going to be born even before we went into our mother's womb. Many people out there may still be wondering why they were born.
Yeah.
Feeling, what's my purpose in life? I'm not smart. I'm a failure. Are you homeless, alone? Are you defeated? You may be out there right now thinking this, wondering. God knew you before you were in your mother's womb. In Jeremiah 1, I have a scripture that backs this up. And I would love to read that, because I've always felt the same way myself. What was my purpose, my reason for being here?
Yeah.
Jeremiah 1:5. Before I formed you in the belly, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified thee. And I ordained thee a prophet unto the nations. And He had ordained us for many things, for the service of the Lord, Pastor Gene and Pastor Donna. He has planned your destiny. You have a purpose. Just bow your head before the Lord and tell Him that you would like to know the plan of your life, and acknowledging that you need a Savior for forgiveness of sins and desire to walk with Him daily.
He has a plan for all of us, doesn't He?
All this brings me to the issue of abortion, a commandment of the Lord, thou shalt not kill. From the very moment of conception, there is life. God's purpose and plan for this life is about to come forth for His glory and for our joy that comes from love, as God adopted us for His purpose and God's pleasure. Let us look at the couples that are unable to have children,
yeah,
and would love to adopt a child and love it as God loved us. We have no right to destroy what God has created.
Absolutely,
and
right.
Purposed for His glory.
That's right.
Amen.
Hallelujah. We got about 5 minutes here, Pastor Donna. You know, chapter 3, verses 5 and 6 tells you what this book's all about. When he was talking about the mystery of the Gentiles, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as is now revealed unto His holy apostles and prophets in the Spirit, by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and have the same body and partakers of His promise in Christ by the gospel. So it's all wonderful. So we'd like to just speak to some of you out there. Margie hit on a lot of things that people struggle with. And I can remember before I got saved, I always thought, hey, I'm all right, you know. Yeah, you know, I'm not doing so many things that are bad. But the thing is, anything that we do that's contrary to God's word, then we're in a place of sin. You know, I think James said that if everything you do, if it's not according to faith, it's sin. And so I began to realize that I could not save myself. And by watching special people on TV and all, stirred my heart to know that I needed Christ more than my next breath. And so one day I bowed my knee out on the side of the road in the rain. Whew. And I'd never prayed in my life. Never prayed in my whole life. And I didn't know what to say. All I told Him was, would You forgive me of my sins?
Yes.
And can I start all over with You? And I heard this voice say to me, just accept my son and go on and walk with him. So from that day on, I said yes to the Lord. You that are listening, you may think things are impossible with what's going on in your life, but remember, he's the source of all the blessings. If you turn yourself over to him, you're going to see some changes in your life. Now, there might be some stirring to start with, because he can come in and turn all the tables upside down in your heart, and you begin to think a new way. But the thing is, it's all about him. He's here. He loves you so much, and he wants you to be a success in this life. So if you have never asked Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, to come into your life, it's a simple thing. It's not some big mathematical thing. All you can read in Romans chapter 10 over there. What do? You confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and you believe in your heart that he raised him from the dead, and so you will be saved. And so with heart faith, what do? We come to the Lord, and with our mouth, we declare our salvation because of what the Word of God says. So somebody's out there today. I sense there's somebody listening that's really hurting right now. Just call us. Call us that number or the radio station, and you can be encouraged to go on and know that nothing's impossible with God. And so we thank you that you'll do that. So we love you. We honor you. We thank you for the privilege to listen to our program, and we're honored to be here every week. We've been doing this for a long time, and so we enjoy doing it because I want to know the truth. And remember what Jesus said, the truth won't set you free. It says, we'll make you free. So we know the truth, we don't deviate from it. And when you walk in that place with the Lord, he's going to bless you in every turn that you make, because he's right there with you. He's leading and guiding. And so that's what we have to learn how to do. We have to trust him. I've been telling my wife that a lot lately. Honey, we have to trust God even more. We walk by faith, don't we? And not by sight. Doesn't matter what it looks like. And I think about Hebrews. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things, what? Not seen, but we can see it in the spirit, can't we? And we can go after that. That's what God wants us to know. Amen.
Amen. Well, this is Pastor Gina Donna Hilton and Miss Margie as well. And we're just blessed to be on here. If you'd like to come to our Shabbat service this afternoon, it's at 2 p.m. That's on at the Alliance Church on Osceola Street, 445 Osceola Street in Stuart, Florida. Our phone number here is area code 772-285-7007. And if you'd like to help out with this radio broadcast, please give us a call or call the radio station, and they will give you information. So we just thank you, and we say Shabbat Shalom.
And we always tell you to look up, because your redemption draweth nigh.
Right, and we say what? Shabbat Shalom, Sabbath peace,
and rest. Everyone listening.
Blow that shofar real quick, Pastor Gene.
You know, we have time to do it or not.
I don't know. We'll
see. We're
running
out of time here.
Go out with a blast.
Go out with a blast.
We are raising the standard of excellence.
I trust that this time with you today has been informative and uplifting. I look forward to speaking to you again next week at the same time. May the God of peace rule and reign in your hearts and lives. And remember that Jesus is Lord and that he is the spirit of prophecy.